you were 17. Can you remember? I had acne.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I was putting up big numbers.
17.
Yeah, at 17. Wasn't turning it over. Great assist to turnover ratio. Efficient.
Should have went D1.
Down 56.
Wasn't good enough.
Every time I see Whitley Sandretto, the great Whitley Sandretto,
okay,
I think of Steph.
There's your guy.
Oh, no, Justin.
Yeah,
Tyson.
Oh, you see him there.
Yeah.
In honor of draft day, we're having some fun today. I think it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully Evan will...
He's ready.
All right. So, in honor of the NFL draft tonight, Guru and I are holding our own drafts.
Number one.
What am I on?
Oh, which topic do you want?
Let's go with my five favorite golf courses. We've done my five show crutches. I'm down to the five best pickup basketball places in the Bay.
And then
the documentaries.
Let's do the Who.
Has Guru done two yet?
Yeah, I did the rappers and the rappers. Sitcoms.
That's right, sitcoms.
Yeah. What you guys thought I said?
All right, I'll do documentaries because I.
Oh, all right, we only got an hour. I liked it. We only got an hour. I got one more too.
Well, I have two more.
Number one.
Well, is this the first pick, or is this like this is the number one pick?
You've been going one through five, but we can go 5-1.
Yeah, 5-1 is exciting.
Let's go 5-1. Number five. Roger and Me.
What?
Michael Moore, about the auto industry in Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
One of the greatest movies. Pets or Meat?
Yeah, I've seen the McDonald's one he did.
Oh, what a movie. What a movie.
Number four.
Number four, Hearts of Darkness, the documentary on the movie Apocalypse Now.
Oh,
it was a documentary about the making of a movie, and it was unbelievable.
The Marlon Brando stuff.
It's incredible. Hearts of Darkness.
Do I need to check
of course,
that out, E?
The title of the Joseph Conrad novel of the same name.
Mm.
You guys don't deserve all this information.
Number three.
Number three, When We Were Kings.
Now that's... I've seen that one.
When We Were Kings.
Yep.
Story of the... Ali fight
you told
against
me about
George
it.
Foreman.
Rumble in the Jungle.
Yes, sir. And now this is... We've had a change at the top.
Number two.
We have had a change at the top.
Oh, a late draft pick?
No, I've had...
A trade?
I've always had my list of top five documentaries.
Right. Someone sending you Ayuk for
and
a documentary?
There's always been a number one, and it has been the number one for the past
eight years
up until about 6 months ago.
Can I guess it?
Number two.
Attica.
Hoop Dreams.
That was sick, man.
Arthur Agee and Gates. No.
Both sad stories, man.
Incredible.
Chicago.
Evan, seriously, that one doesn't ring a bell?
I haven't seen that one, no.
That's incredible.
Evan,
it's about they follow two high school basketball players.
In Chicago.
One went to the same prep school as Isaiah Thomas and played for this legendary coach. The other one went to like an inner city school where he didn't get as much coaching and attention, and they followed these two guys' lives.
Heartbreaking, man.
And in a way, the one guy ended up where you think the one guy would end up and the other guy ended up. It was phenomenal.
My skin lady just texted me, Catherine Leverett, friend of Mitch Richmond.
Would you say a skin lady?
Yeah, she does a facial.
You get facials?
Oh, man, everything else. Night peels.
I know you get them on the court.
She said heart. Oh, my. That's an A.
Seriously.
Hey, Hearts of Darkness, she said, is number one for real.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's a doc.
Yeah, that one is fantastic.
Hearts of Darkness.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then my new number one, it is by far the documentary that has captivated me.
Here we go.
More than any other.
Uh-oh.
Man on Wire. Man on Wire is right now the number one documentary.
Dude.
On my list.
What happened to the rock climber?
Oh, I forgot about those guys. Nah, the Man on Wire is gutsier than a rock climber.
I gotta watch that.
Man on Wire is about a tightrope walker.
Yeah, why would you risk it, though?
Because it's what he must do. It's what he must do. It's what he does.
He's gotta tame the wire.
So he tightrope walked three incredible places.
That's just, man.
The Church of Notre Dame in Paris. He went between the spires. He also walked across, I believe it was Melbourne, Australia. He walked across a bridge.
Dude.
And then, of course, the coup de grace. That might not be the right phrase, but the big one was the twin towers.
And these were, filmed, yeah, but not on national. Like, Evel Knievel used to come on way back in the day, Wide World of Sports, and we would watch him crash.
The thing that's amazing about Man on Wire is while they were doing all the prep, they had to go through so much stuff to, like, pull this off. It was unbelievable.
Ordnance with the city.
There's no ordnance.
By the way, coup de grace is a death blow or dead shot.
Yeah, I knew it was the opposite. They had to do this one. It's not just a movie about a tightrope walker. It's actually also a caper. It's phenomenal. They had to sneak around.
The laws were broken.
Dude, you know how they got the wire across?
No.
With a bow and arrow. They tied fishing line to a bow and arrow, right? And then they shot. They had one guy on the top of the one twin tower, another guy on the they shot the arrow. It made it to the other side with fishing line. And then they spent the entire night like pulling across a bigger wire each time.
It took a crew.
It was unbelievable. They almost got caught a few times. So they were taking video of most of the preparation for the actual walks. It was the footage is just unbelievable. Did you end up seeing it?
I've seen that multiple times. Okay. Yeah, it is. Wow. It is one of the best documentaries, if not the best.
And I'll tell you what, honorable mention, absolutely, from the 415, The Alpinist, or Alpinist.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's a great movie.
Okay, what's this one about?
That's about mountain climbers.
Oh, okay.
I think a specific Alpine mountain climber. Climbers.
Yeah, he does it free, like solo.
Yeah.
Without slack lines.
No ropes. No ropes.
The things that some people do. This dude was risking his life.
Yep. Yep.
It called to him.
It did. It was a calling. Avocation is what they say. Mark's in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just getting ready for the draft.
Yes, sir. Now, how do you get ready? How do you get ready for the draft, Mark?
I'm just waiting, listening to the radio,
yeah.
Listening to all you guys, hearing all the talk on TV. You know, that's how I do it.
Gotcha.
Anyway, what I wanted to say is this year the offensive line and wide receiver are deep, and I think that the Niners can rebuild their offensive line and get good receivers in this draft. I think that's where they really need to look at those positions because they're deep.
And I think those are the two spots that, you know, are they going to use the 31st pick?
You got to be careful.
Nah, not really.
You just went to the Super Bowl. And I appreciate the call. They do need attention in both those areas, but you don't want a facelift, the Joan Rivers.
Searching for Sugar Man is probably up there, too.
I can't get it. The wire thing is on my mind.
Hey, can I jump in here?
Yeah.
Harlan County, USA.
You never have to ask, can you jump
you didn't
in?
Like
you're
it?
Part of this show.
I liked it.
What was the name?
Well, we're talking about two things here. We're talking about you jumping in, and then we're talking about the documentary.
Is he talking about?
Well, you said it's okay for him to jump in. We'll see. Let's hold off on that. Actually, that's the one about the union strike
about the coal miners in Kentucky. Yeah. I thought it was.
No, actually, I have not seen that in a long, long time.
It's pretty
time.
Raw.
How do you find these?
You just do research.
HBO helps.
No, but what makes you
homework?
Say I want a doc? I'm watching
There's
game
a category
or an old
that says
game.
Documentaries. I watch old games too.
If you look at the top ones, I'm sure a lot of Steinies are in that, you know, top 10, top 15. Yeah. The one that I saw that most recently was the best one that I've seen is Till the Wheels Fall Off.
What's that
it's
one?
It's about Tony Hawk. Oh.
The skateboarder?
Yeah.
And I thought you meant the Warrior
HBO.
Season.
No. All right, now I'm going to
give you a three for
that's
that.
Not bad. That's not now, I'm going to be honest with you. That doesn't sound like Tony Hawk. It would be up my alley. Now, I don't understand. Now,
it's about him as much as it is climbing. About skate culture and how these guys, it's like a drug for them. It's like the Alpinist or it's like Man on Wire, but that's just what they do. That's how they live at the expense of their bodies. And
it's the expense of their... My thing to you all is, I don't want to call them trendsetters, but I wonder... Have young people been moved by watching this and tried to replicate it?
Probably.
But now you couldn't do the... Yeah. Nah.
What was the movie, the original skateboarding movie / documentary?
Dogtown and Z-Boys.
Yes,
I was going to piggyback off of
I knew it was Dog Evans. Something.
Yeah,
and you've
that
seen
was,
it? Yes, no, but I hear that's the, I've never seen it, but
it's
I hear
the
that's
evolution the evolution of skateboarding and what it was looked at originally and what it became and how the phenomenon.
You guys got me, man.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do, Goo.
Man. I just want somebody, the new person, to try to do what they've done. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Like,
what are you talking about?
The latest person that tried to walk on the wire. Like, well, why hasn't that taken off?
Well, the great Walenda has a son who's still does some wire stuff.
But we never, it ain't mainstream.
Now, he walked across, Walenda's son did something recently where I think he walked across, like, the Snake River Canyon. But he had guide wires.
And that is?
That means if you fall, you don't really fall.
Wow.
But the dude, man on wire, Philippe Petit, the Frenchman, he was the real deal. Dude, you got to watch it. The whole movie, you're going to be like.
Now, what about the coal mine is the one they got? Because you hear about that. They get so obviously they get trapped in there.
Yeah, black lung, it's an issue.
Yeah.
But Let's get back to the NFL draft.
That was pretty dope, man.
Oh, man. Love your list, Steiny. Thank you. Have you seen The Aristocrats? It's a documentary about one joke. It's a lot. You know what, Cyrus? I've actually seen that movie. It didn't really do it for me, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The biggest why. Siskel and Ebert, come on, give it to us.
I don't know. Sarah Silverman was in it. I love her. Every comedian was in it, pretty much.
Yeah, Kyle Kelly on the YouTube chat says, I watched Man on Wire because of Evan and Steiny. So I guess
did you like it? Tell me if you liked it. 888-957-9570, Man on Wire.
Felipe Estrada, OJ, rest in peace, is the best doc.
The Staircase is the best documentary I've seen. Cyrus, what's that one about?
Yeah, The Staircase.
It sounds great.
But what could it be? Somebody get close?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's that one about, Cyrus? Let's get back to some football talk. This is more Tim Kawakami from yesterday, Willard and Dibbs. This is how he views looking at Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk on the same team in the immediate future and long term.
It's a potential declining player. This is kind of what the issue that they had with him 2 years ago. It was like they just didn't see how he was going to be a $27 million player in 3 years. Well, he's probably not going to be. And they have their way out of it. So for pure math, you could say if they give the money to Ayuk, it's probably not going to go to Deebo. But that's not limited to just the one player. You know, and we saw it with Armstead. We might see it with several other players. They have outs for these long-term deals. That's why players fight for the guaranteed money. And when the time comes, when the guaranteed money doesn't hit the 49ers as hard, you start seeing some players going.
Wow. All right. Can I disabuse some people of a concept that many believe in? This idea of Deebo Samuel. Okay, so maybe Pro Football Reference is wrong.
All right.
But according to Pro Football Reference, Deebo Samuel's played 86% of the games the 49ers have had in the last 3 years.
Well, I'm going to go Steiny to you. How many of those games has he played in and left hurt and not finished?
I don't know.
So number is what I'd be.
I know that it's unfair to call him injury prone. I do. I think. He's played, in the last 3 years, he's played 16, 13, and 15 games.
Missed a playoff game this year.
He's never missed a playoff game.
Well, he left Green Bay
early. He's never missed a playoff game.
I'll give you that.
In his tenure as a 49er, they have had 12 playoff games. He's played in all 12. So the last 3 years.
Well, he's a badass.
Right. So. I think, but
remember the Dallas game. He limped out.
Yes,
no, that's the essence of him. He'll finish, but it'll look like. But Green Bay, he didn't finish the whole game.
Okay, well then let's be honest. We're holding it against him because of how physical a runner.
There's no doubt, and we thought that was going into maybe the Niners,
but he's been
him not wanting to do the whole job. Remember how, you know, reduce the workload, and that was not the case on his part because he's still been doing the same. But I'm just telling you, Steiny, the Debo experience is he'll finish, but he'll get tackled, and then he'll be like, you know, my hand, he's reaching at something all the time.
He never gets tackled. That's it's the point. Like,
he left the Packer game early in the first quarter.
You're not going to do this, are you?
No, I'm just telling you, I respect Debo. Come on now. If I had to pick between him and Ayuk, I would pick Ayuk because of him just being a more traditional, natural receiver, beating the guy off the line of scrimmage and the route running.
That's all fine.
Debo's a Swiss Army knife, but Steiny, I'm telling you, that Green Bay would have resulted in a loss, and it would have been because his impact, he was gone to the locker room, came back out. That you just wonder how long can he keep that up because he's so physical. That's all. Dude's a badass, and he was a badass before Ayuk. He was a badass before
you
I remember
Debo
him single-handedly beating the Cowboys in the playoffs in 2021, beating Green Bay.
Right.
Catching a touchdown against the Rams.
You paid a guy a big salary, Debo Samuel. He's been healthy since he signed it, but we're holding it against him because he might get hurt more frequently than Ayuk.
Dylan Rich, Donnie. Hey, Goo, I'm with you. Debo's definitely injury prone.
No, he's not. He's played 86% of the games in the last 3 years. He's like, come on.
I have no agenda.
Who's more
the first quarter of the Packer game.
Okay, this is a great question because I think it's easy. Who's more replaceable? It's Brandon Ayuk.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Debo is, there's no other like him, Steiny.
Christian McCaffrey.
Who is more replaceable?
Yeah, I'm saying you have Christian McCaffrey on your roster.
Oh, I thought he meant between Debo and.
Yeah, that's how I answered it. But.
You can make the case that Debo is more replaceable because there's a guy that does exactly what he does that's also on the same team.
Who?
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, I would argue that. Because Debo's such a unique player that he's harder to replace as opposed to a Brandon Ayuk, who's a great receiver in the traditional mold.
Yeah. Truth and Hurts.
Unbelievable.
You have to watch One Night in Paris, a true masterpiece. That's
what's it
title
about?
Caught me. I don't know. One Night in Paris. One Night in Paris.
Why would you only
spend swallowed
one night?
Up.
I've been to Paris on my honeymoon.
Exactly.
And what they play Tupac in the mall with the cuss words.
You better be. You better be.
It wasn't what you saw
on your honeymoon.
I didn't like it.
Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Never mind. I don't want to go there.
I've been to Paris. Tell me.
French women will put you in your place.
Well, I was married.
Yeah. Well.
Well, we've got some late intel coming in here. I'm not sure we would. It's about Paris Hilton and a specific.
Oh God, yeah. Where
piece
is
of
she?
Footage
oh, is it about the video?
Yeah.
Come on, Goo.
I read it. I read it off the.
You thought it was
chat.
The Marlon Brando movie that
they
was
said
a classic.
A true masterpiece.
Don't
take
do
it
that
up with
to
Truth
guru,
Hurts.
Guru.
Truth Hurts. Where is she?
You
by
just
the
got
way?
Schnookered.
Paris Hilton. Well, you know who's replaced her.
I don't
Taylor
know.
Swift.
That's disrespectful to Taylor Swift.
No, Taylor is just, she's the most
one
popular
person
in the world right now.
One has
the double
talent,
album.
One
oh, yeah,
doesn't.
No, I got you.
Now, Nikki Hilton, now she had game.
Nikki Hilton.
Paris's sister. Right, see, Nikki was the more serious of the two sisters.
I don't recall
so she
her.
Didn't get as much attention as Paris. But Nikki, I believe, went on to be a very big executive at Hilton, which is, of course, what her parents owned, or dad. Oh,
people say The Last Dance is the best doc. You hate it. He hates Jordan.
Can it be a documentary
Thank
if there's
you.
10 parts?
Thank you.
It's a docuseries.
Man, you guys just, oh my goodness,
I
Plus, love you
it
both.
Can't be a documentary if it's fiction. And that's fiction.
Matt Pippen. Stop.
Propaganda.
Dude, stop it. How Jordan used to interact with the doormen and all the guys that worked in the facility. That's what I love.
Only
that's how
take
you judge character. They loved Mike.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
I know. I saw what I saw.
That one guy, the one security dude with the long hair, who he's pitching nickels against. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's my guy.
Another.
I feel like I know 10 of those dudes, man.
Another guy who gets all his validation by telling his friends, I shot nickels with Michael Jordan. Oh, you must be really
cool.
What
I did real quick,
please.
This random... Scotty Burrell on the airplane telling Michael Jordan while the camera's rolling, Evan, my mom and dad are watching this, so kind of don't say what I do. And Mike didn't care, just was telling all his business.
Good friend.
I was like, what a jerk. Like, I felt bad for Scotty, man.
That was the moment.
There it is. Oh, Guru loves you. Jordan's great. Jordan's
that,
great.
I didn't
then he'll spend five
that.
Minutes saying, no, he's a jerk. He's a jerk.
2 minutes.
They shouldn't have done
that. I didn't
that.
Like that one.
Shouldn't have done this. Should
like,
he have
dude.
Hit, should he have hit Steve Kerr? Probably not.
Some say Kerr threw the first punch.
Please.
The streets say it, Steiny.
Please. Preach, Steiny. Okay. Glad you know about, what about the Kardashians?
Oh, boy.
What about them?
Kim's beautiful. Take that to the bank.
I'm not.
Well, you're hating. She's one of the top five beautiful women of all time for me.
I look at what's on the inside.
I look. Give me some oxygen. No, but you know what?
It must be Lions season.
You guys, you know what?
They do have a thing called beauty pageants, men and women. They're sex symbols in the world, Steiny.
Like, seriously, I work with people like this.
Oh, come
on. Patrick
Duffy.
Talking like it's 1971. What are you going to do tonight? Go home and watch All in the Family? Like, seriously.
They'll still come on. Hey, they still show the old ones.
Kim Kardashian.
No, she's beautiful, Steiny.
She had a lot of work done.
It worked. You got to give you a three.
Evan, seriously.
Evan,
like
you
got
to give me a three.
Evan, just jump
it
in.
It worked off of the work.
Goobity.
You're all special.
I don't want to get
no,
into it.
No,
got like
no,
two
I got
minutes.
You.
You have your last
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, you have my last one coming up.
Right. You want to do it now? Or?
No.
We're at the two short segment.
We got to do both of them then on the other side.
How many do you have?
I have one more. I have.
I can save it for tomorrow.
No, it's
no, we'll be all over Warriors tomorrow.
Oh, we got the curse
Steve
out for
Kerr's
tomorrow.
Steve Kerr's ultimatum.
That
would
be great.
Brandon and I are going to get traded tonight.
Well, then we'll talk about Brandon.
Hey, real quick, where are you watching the draft? Tonight?
Wait, what?
Where are you watching the draft?
I'll catch the highlights.
You're playing.
The highlights?
Ding, ding, ding. Right. No, it's all
with the second pick in the draft. This team picks another guy you've
ESPN,
never heard of.
NFL Network, you got a lot to
it's
pick.
It's all about my guy from Oregon. Just tell me where he goes.
Jackson Powers?
No, the receiver.
Oh, Troy Franklin.
That's the guy.
Oh, boy.
He's the guy I've isolated, like Dalton Kennect. He's going to pop. Oh, you know what he's going to do, Goo? Oh, I think he's going to pop. Oh, he's going to pop.
Both second
Brandon Ayuk's popped.
You guys are crazy.
Please. Yeah, I like... the Kardashian I like is the dad.
Robert.
Yeah, he's passed.
Yeah, OJ's a boy.
He was, yeah. So.
Respect the dad.
Man, he just passed.
What's your list coming up?
Top five Union City athletes.
Do you have five?
It was hard. I had 10.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's the one. What's the guy's name? What's the guy's name?
Get out.
Who was overrated, who ended up playing for the Cowboys.
Other side.
Oh, he didn't actually make the list.
Williams?
Yeah, Roy. Hey, that's my guy.
Wow,
he didn't make the list.
He didn't make the list?
No.
All right. Yep. Evan's waving. That means it's time to go. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromise.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, NFL draft coming up tonight.
Yeah.
Starts at 5 o'clock. 49ers, 31st pick. Who are they going to take?
And will they trade Brandon Ayuk?
Yep, that's what we're talking about here on 95.7 The Game.
Just a moment ago from Diana Rossini of ESPN, apparently the Chicago Bears are open for business at number 9.
Damn.
And like I said earlier in the show, which you didn't get, the draft runs through Chicago.
Oh, look at you.
Uh-huh.
Dude,
they're the biggest player. and they run
if
the board.
If I'm the Raiders and I need a quarterback, Evan, I might have to make that call and get up. If
But they're risky.
Well, but somebody's going
to But you wouldn't move up to take Caleb Williams.
I didn't say
that. You think Brock Purdy's better.
I didn't say that.
In honor of the NFL draft, we're drafting some things on our own. And you know what?
What you got? Because it's a too short segment. We got to hurry up.
I know. And you know what? I'm going to do one, too.
Okay. You're City Athletes. You liked it.
Okay. This the top five Union City athletes.
Yep. At number five, Stoney.
Number five.
My guy, Vince Amy.
Never heard of him.
James Logan High School. Went to Arizona State. Got drafted by the Raiders in 1998. So he's number five.
Did he play for the Raiders?
Yeah. Number four, Phil Handy. Currently, shout out 94 feet a game from Union City. Went to Logan, doing his thing. Should be head coach of the Lakers.
Not really famous, but he knows famous people.
Stop. Kobe and Kyrie, where he worked him out. Yeah. And GG, rest in peace.
Yeah, it's who he knows. Phil Handy. Him.
Number three.
Number four.
Loves our show.
Who?
Was the center fielder for the A's and Giants.
Hold on.
Union City's own.
Oh, F.P. Santangelo.
Darren Lewis. D-Lou.
Okay.
He probably listening. Number two, the one and only NBA champion. I coached him at CYO, Eddie House.
Okay.
Now, I lived on Queen Anne Drive. Around the corner, the next street was Queensboro. No. 1984 Super Bowl winner, linebacker.
Number one.
For the L.A. Raiders, one Daryl Bird. Yeah, Google it. Super Bowl style. We got rings. Nice. Eddie, Daryl.
Well, you're not going to want to hear my list.
These Reading, PA? Let's go run through it.
These are Reading, Pennsylvania. See, I didn't have to keep it just to athletes because we have all around people.
Evan
there.
Really said citizens, but I just made it athletes.
Let's see.
Come on
number
now.
Five. I'm going to start with number seven.
Oh, you had it too.
Number seven. The notorious warrior killer, Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker, number seven. Number six, attended the same high school. Friend of mine, Danielle Marshall.
Okay.
Danielle Marshall. Number five. I'm going to go with Stu Jackson.
From
Reading, Pennsylvania. Former
your guy.
Bigwig at the NBA. Yeah. Coached the New York Knicks. Coached the Wisconsin Badgers. Number four. It's got to be John Updike. John Updike.
Who is he?
Famous author, Run Rabbit Run.
Wow.
I believe you've heard
remember the title.
Novelist from Shillington, Pennsylvania.
Hit me, Updike.
Number three. You know what? He may be right now the best coach in the NBA, Chris Finch.
That's your guy.
You name me a team that plays harder, ladies and gentlemen. You can't. And by the way,
the Phoenix Suns.
They swept the Phoenix Suns.
That's
do not
a joke. Go okay. ahead.
And by the way, just FYI, this is a team that swept the Warriors this year, Minnesota. Right. Beat them four times.
A lot of good teams.
Number two, Michael Constantine.
Who is that?
Michael Constantine. He was in Big Fat Greek Wedding.
And he was also actor.
The principal on Room 222. Remember that show?
Come steady, stop.
And then number one is not even close. It's one of the most famous people on planet Earth. And you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. But she's number one on our list. Taylor Swift.
I did not have...
She's from Reading, Pennsylvania. Technically, she's from Wyomissing.
Oh, there we go.
Which is where I'm from. She moved to Nashville at a young age to pursue a career in singing.
You don't know her family or anything?
My nephew does.
Wow.
Yeah, my nephew knows her.
Nice list.
Yeah. She's a nice girl.
Yeah. You like my list, though. Athletes.
Well, I want to know what happened to that guy who played for the Cowboys.
Oh, that's my guy. He was number... Roy Williams, number 31. Beasted Oklahoma and would hit the snot out of you. But he was a baller. Shout out Roy Williams. And
You left off somebody else. And I'll tell you what, this guy should be on.
There's nobody I left out.
Yes,
that's
you
my
have.
City.
That, Nate Robinson.
Well, he had a cup of coffee in the Union. He played for Logan.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I like this.
I'll tell you what, I'll say this right now. Nate Robinson, one of the most incredible athletes I've ever seen in person. He's an unbelievable athlete.
He's got
Nate
some
Robinson.
Issues going on. They're trying to
he
rally.
He played pro football.
No doubt. He was a DB at Logan.
He played. He played in Washington. Yeah.
And then he got knocked out by the celebrity boxing match. Who got him?
Russ Paul.
Was it
a Logan Paul?
One of the Paul brothers. It wasn't Chris Paul.
Which is the one Logan's likable and the other one's not. Which I can't.
They're both unlikable.
Yeah, they're both
Jake
douchebags.
And Logan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I've noticed though?
Why would you try to separate them?
Well, I'll just be honest with you. I've noticed that guys, Evan's age. And I'll put K in there. You guys are so jealous of Logan Paul. It is unbelievable.
I think you're thinking of Jake Paul.
I'm thinking of both of them. You guys want to be the
Who's
Paul
Chris
brother.
Paul's alter ego on
you
that
guys
commercial?
Want, you guys
what would
be,
make us jealous of that?
You're just jealous of their success. Paul, you guys want to be Logan Paul so bad. You want to be Andrew Tate
Look
so
at
bad.
This guy.
You're so jealous of those guys.
Oh, wow.
Because they
don't
run
be, we don't want to be
social
toxic.
Media.
Yeah,
they
no
run
doubt. Steiny, what about Nate Robbins? He needs a kidney transplant. So he put it out on social media. Yeah, he said his life is in debt, you know. He really needs one.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, people get that and he can get the help he needs. But, man.
More of a cliff.
Nate Robinson
guy.
Played in the Yoon. Eddie played in Hayward.
At Hayward High. That's because he wanted Mr. House wanted him to play his dad. Varsity as a freshman, and Coach Chong didn't put him on. So he went. But he played CYO.
Mr. House was one of those guys.
Nor was, too.
Eddie's dad was
Eddie,
one of those guys?
He was, hey, Eddie's Mr. House is great. But
is he still alive?
Yeah. Okay. Mr. House still with us.
Good. Hope all the best to Mr. House.
Yeah, no doubt.
All the best. All right. What do we got coming up?
The guys.
Dude.
Willard, they're going to get you about leaving them early.
You think I care?
No, I didn't say you care. I'm just preparing.
When do I do it next Wednesday? It should be a Wednesday.
Well, it used to be. But sometimes you cower. So I'm just telling you, stick your chest out.
No, I won't. Not to Willard.
We had a great show, man.
No, I heard it. I'm scared of Willard.
That's all I'm talking. Don't be scared today.
The one thing, and
what you got?
Well, we got 50
We got
seconds.
A show meeting. Yeah.
I know.
Business
it's
is good.
Minute,
it can't be
it's
bad.
It's 1 minute before we came in out of the break, and I remember we had a show meeting, and that's why I was down this past segment.
Wow.
What?
When business is
what
good.
What can he tell us
were,
today
that we're not
that's
fired?
New from
they
last not, Thursday.
Hey, you can come in tomorrow. Hey, Darren Lewis, though. You
I want to know.
He likes our show, Steve.
I may drop my proposal on Nahegian today.
What you got?
You're going to propose?
A 4-day work week for me. I'm going to just start.
He may say do that already.
Just have
you're
Evan.
Here,
Evan can just come in and do Wednesdays.
Dude, we killed it Friday.
I'll take 80% of my pay. Give Evan a 20% raise. And then the listeners are happy, too. Think of how much fresher I'd be if I only had to do 4 shows.
You still talk to Donyell Marshall? People want to know.
Yes, I do.
What's he doing? Not coaching. He just left the game.
He was coaching.
You just suggested load management.
Yeah, I know.
4 days.
All right, we got a 2-short segment coming up on the other side.
No, we're in it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this is a...
All right, here's when the two...
4-day work week.
Here's when the two ñaños join us. Willard and Dibs on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.